I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, December 29th. The Pleiades star cluster is one of the prettiest sights in the night sky. A group of moderately bright stars that forms a tiny dipper. Depending on your eyesight and your sky conditions, you might see 6 or 7 stars, or perhaps a few more. But there's far more to the Pleiades than that. The cluster contains more than 1,000 known star systems. More than half of the systems have 2 or more stars. So the total number of stars may be close to 2,000, or perhaps a few more. All of the stars were born in a single giant stellar nursery. The first probably were born about 100 million years ago. The last flared to life millions of years later. Some of the family members have wandered off. They're no longer tied to the cluster. The remaining clump of stars spans about 80 light years. The stars on the outskirts will be pulled away from the cluster by the gravity of the rest of the galaxy's stars and gas clouds. Stars in the middle of the cluster are more tightly packed, so they'll stick together longer, perhaps hundreds of millions of years. This is a great time to look for the Pleiades. The cluster is well up in the east at nightfall, and 2 bright lights stand below it, the brilliant planet Jupiter and the star Aldebaran, to the right of Jupiter. The name Aldebaran means the follower, indicating that the bright star follows the Pleiades across the night. And we'll follow the Pleiades again tomorrow. And we have more sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.